Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. Man, I got to say a big thank you to you for covering down on the show last Thursday. I was in Plentywood and of course, I was trying to work this piece of equipment, trying to work that piece of equipment, and the backup to the backup to the backup were all going down. But you know what? It was a great show regardless, because you were here in studio holding down the fort the whole time until I finally showed up from Plentywood around 9:20 in the morning or so. So big thanks to you for covering down.
Oh, man, that was just so funny to watch that, because when it started at the 8 o'clock hour, then I see Caden in there, and he's starting to scramble around, and it's dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air. And then I'm looking at him like this, and he finally goes, talk,
go.
And then, like, at every break, we'd say, okay, I think next time we're coming back. We should have Aaron next time.
Yeah, nothing. I would even be talking to you guys during the commercial break. Okay, we're good. Like, because, you know, we started with this, and then we were doing spaces, and then people on spaces were hearing me, and then you guys we were talking off air. It was working during the break. And then the moment we come out to be on the air, it's like, nothing. I was joking with John. I said, you watch out. John's going to be in here cutting wires. Oh, I don't know what happened to Aaron. We can't hear Aaron. I guess I'm just going to have to keep talking for the next 2 hours.
The studio door is stuck. Call the fire department. We can't get it open. Aaron is stuck out in the hallway.
Yeah, exactly. Barricaded the door. Oh, man. But no, that's what's fun. That's what's great having you here on backup, is because, hey, yeah, I wanted to get to everybody in Plentywood. I wanted them to be on the microphone and to be heard. But at the same time, man, having the Joker on the microphone is always a great time. So it makes for a great show, and I think the listeners kind of get a little kind of weird all of a sudden. Okay, there we go. I don't know why my mic sounded weird all of a sudden there, but yeah. Are you cutting the wires? Literally.
There's some kind of magnetic thing coming out of here somehow. That's gonna...
Are you wearing a wire? Do you got some like anti-tech device, like an EM, you know, what do they call those? The IED blockers that we would use.
Oh, the jammers.
Yeah, you got jammers. Some sort of jammer on you, jamming my microphone.
That's here. What I was telling Caden, like in my previous work, every time you had a brand new listening device wearing a brand new wire, every time you take that out in the field, and you will be sitting there with a bad guy, you know, exchanging dope and money, and that's when it's not working. And you're getting, like, say, a text message over your phone from your guy: we don't hear you, what's going on?
They think you're an idiot, and it's like, we tested this equipment 6 times before we rolled out for the mission. And then, of course, you get on target, and equipment problems, you know.
Every single time. I mean, it's Murphy's Law. It happens.
Yeah. It was kind of like when we were at the SHOT Show, and they put that simulator on my arm where they simulate you being shot just to see how you react. It's the broadcasting version of that. We're just going to, you know, just zap your equipment and see how you react. You know?
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. If we have video of that, right? I mean, if you got...
Oh, we do. Oh, yeah.
You look like Bob Dole there. You're like...
Oh, that was wrong. Oh, man. Yeah, that video was hilarious. You can find it on the Montana Talks. Just look for the SHOT Show coverage. It's got its own page and everything. All right, stand by. Lots to talk about here.
Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck will break down the absolute latest on everything surrounding the drama Trump world in both the ceasefire situation in Israel, also what's going on with Ukraine, and the latest on all of the judges trying to stop Trump. All that and more Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck.
It's March 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Medal of Honor Day. Created in 1861, the Medal of Honor is the highest military award for valor, which is presented by the President in the name of the Congress. Since the first Medals of Honor were presented in 1863, more than 3,000 have been given to those serving in the armed forces, including President Teddy Roosevelt for his service during the Spanish-American War. So take a moment to honor those men and women whose courage and valor above and beyond the call of duty earned earned them such a special recognition as true American heroes. Also on this date, in 1807, Britain abolishes the slave trade throughout the British Empire. And in 1972, the UCLA Bruins men's basketball team won their sixth consecutive national championship, 81-76, over Florida. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the Queen of Soul, singer Aretha Franklin, born in 1942. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox News Snapshot.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A very interesting story on our Montana Talks website right now. Scientists have now determined that Yellowstone bison no longer live in separate herds. Check it out.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Friend.
Well, John Jackson here. He's got a new puppy he's been training and working with. And I was like, you know, John, you can bring your puppy into the studio. The dog can hang out while we're in here talking. He's like, oh, she'd be a total spaz. I was like, well, so are we. So she'd fit right in, you know?
Dude, you see these cords right here coming off your headsets? Anything that can be reached in those jaws is going to be chewed into oblivion in a half second. And all you do is run around. Stop that. No, stop.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were talking with a friend yesterday, and he's got this tiny little, I can't remember what kind of dog he's got going, but that thing can jump like 6 feet high, and it chews up everything. Everything in sight, you know, where you got to call the VA to replace your CPAP masks time and time again, apparently. Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, animals are great, but it's like, you know, I think once my animals decide to call it a day, I don't know. You know, we'll see. I might, you know, might have to live vicariously through the kids and let them have the animals, and we'll just do visitations eventually, you know.
I think, like our buddy Blue said one time, he said, you know, why do people have multiple children? He said, because, you know what, they'll let a year or two go by and they'll forget how hard it was to raise that little baby, right? So then, oh, we can have another one. That's fine. that's what you forget about a puppy. You know, the actual thing to do is get that dog that's already raised up like a year old, been trained by somebody, you know, already out of that puppy craziness.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's get into the big news of the day, or just a random start for the day here. This was something, man. What was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago now, all these governors from all across the country were at the White House. President Trump was meeting with them, basically doing like his own little town hall meeting with these governors, Democrats and Republicans. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte was there. And that's where there was a bit of a back and forth between President
Fox News commentary.
Democrats aren't in a good spot, but do you think they get it? I'm Tommy Lahren. More
right
next.
Now. Stand by. All right.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy.
We're going to find turn a prescription off on the SingleCare. Fox News saying here, Aaron Witt in the other studio, he's turning off that Fox News little announcement there. Oh, okay, it just went off. It just went off. Now here he comes back. There is some kind of jamming force going on around here these last week or so. Right?
Oh, I'm just going to take the headset and throw it off the top floor of the hotel here. All right, see you guys later.
So anyway, where were we?
So back to the governor of Maine. Fox News commentary. Back to the governor of Maine. So the governor of Maine, she starts talking trash to President Trump. You know, President Trump had just signed, I think, an executive order protecting women's sports, protecting girls' sports opportunities, and, you know, and basically saying, hey, yeah, if you are going to allow men into girls' locker rooms and to take away their sports opportunities, you are going to lose federal funding. And the governor of Maine started popping off at Trump. Well, I'll see you in court. My, what a turn of events we've seen here since that point, John.
Well, and people don't report, too, that when Trump came out with that executive order, within days, the NCAA themselves came out with a new rule, said there will be no more men in women's sports. This came right from their governing body. But this governor of Maine still wants to pop back at Trump and says, I'll see you in court. Well, turns out that all the universities in Maine are saying they don't want their funding pulled, so they're just going to go along with that rule. Now it's called the cave. It's called bending the knee.
Yeah. And so a few days ago, the Calvin Coolidge Project on X shared this. Maine universities have agreed to keep transgender athletes out of women's sports after the Trump administration paused funding. And so John shared on X, he shared that and says, what happened to all that bold talk about seeing us in court? And now, according to the DailyWire.com, President Donald J. Trump is demanding an apology, a, quote, full-throated apology from Maine Governor Janet Mills, after the University of Maine system acceded to President Trump's order here. So he said he's now demanding a full apology from the governor of Maine.
What have you been hearing since the 70s, since the advent of Watergate, is what follow the money. That is a guiding principle in just about every investigation and every crime and every nefarious scheme. Follow the money. And you're seeing these people talk all this trash about, you name it, about any subject out there. But you start tapping them in the wallet, boy, and they're just ready to, they're ready to cry.
Yeah. I wanted to get your take on these George Soros fake, phony, so-called town hall meetings that the liberal media is just drooling over. Actually, let's get your take on that. And then we got Kat in eastern Montana who wants to weigh in on that same topic as well. But yeah, the left-wing TV stations here in Montana, they have zero credibility anymore. It's just so sad to see. They were like just drooling over these fake phony town hall meetings. They're just Democrat front groups funded by George Soros. But I don't know, some of our friends are saying, hey, keep doing it. Keep making yourselves look silly.
You knew right away because they were first going out to the Republicans town hall themselves with their paid protesters and trying to disrupt it. So then the Republicans just say, okay, we're going to stop doing that for now. And then that's when you saw them start creating their own, in big quotes, town halls. It's not a town hall in any way. It's just a fake, phony, ginned up rally for themselves where they all get together with their paid people. Did you see that thing down in Denver? How that rally that AOC and Bernie did of 30,000 people? They showed that like 80% of those people had been to more than 20 Kamala Harris, BLM, Antifa rights. They're all the same paid protesters.
Yeah, it's paid protesters are the same left-wing activists that show up at, you know, it's like the legendary Rush Limbaugh, you gotta wear the ribbon, you know, and you got 30 different ribbons on your chest. These people have 30 different ribbons. Oh, what are we protesting this week? Oh, what protest are we at next week? They go to all of the same stuff, and that's all these fake, phony, so-called town halls were. They were just a Democrat front group,
this you know what Montana session. Economic Minute.
Mobility is a driving force in the economy as old as America. Moving for better land, more political freedom, or seeking fortune was embedded deeply into our DNA from the beginning of the country. But mobility today is different because of technology and because of differences in policies of different states. A new study that examined the extensive data available on where people work and where they live has made some interesting findings. Compared to 2019, workers are living further away from their workplaces, an average 26 miles away compared to 15 miles before the pandemic. A significant fraction of those hired after March 2020 commuted more than 50 miles. And the higher the pay, the longer the commute, particularly in finance, information, and professional services jobs. The study also found that many workers who stayed with the same employer relocated to different states, which tended to be states with lower top tax rates and cheaper housing. Those relocations are more prevalent for higher earners. I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. Could Florida undo one of its post-Parkland laws? Following the 2018 mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, state lawmakers and then Governor Rick Scott enacted some changes to Florida laws about who can own guns, and it was that new law that raised the age to own long guns, including semi-automatic rifles, from 18 to 21, with exceptions for people working in law enforcement or in the military. The changes were championed by victims' families, though Second Amendment advocates warned they would pursue legal remedies. Now a bill to lower that age back to 18 has passed through committee and goes to the Florida House of Representatives this week. The state Senate seems to be moving a bit slower on it, and the bill, if passed, would still need to be signed by Governor Ron DeSantis. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Montana Talks. Will you get the mic? Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Airplanes that are over international waters to turn around and come back, and also pretends that he is entitled to all of this national security information. Well, last night, the DOJ and the Trump administration have finally had enough of this crap, and Pam Bondi herself responded back to Judge Boasberg in a court filing saying, you are hereby notified that you will get no more national security information from this administration. And she invoked what's called the state secrets privilege and is shutting him down right then and there. You could just knock it off from here on out. Your tries to get us in a contempt trap are over right here and now.
All right. Yeah, John. All right, John, thanks for covering some air there for a second. Yeah, our team's testing out some new equipment here this morning, so we're running around a little bit. So I had to go track down Kate, and I was like, hey, our microphones got turned off here by the production studio. So anyway, thanks for rolling with us here this morning. All right, let's go into the phone lines. We got, let's see if this is Kat in Eastern Montana. Kat, is that you?
It's me.
Hey. Phone lines are hot. Phone lines are working.
Semper Gumby, right?
That's right.
Well, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you to our veterans. This is the most unwoke hour, so clutch your pearls, Montana, because I'm coming in hot. The Montana Democrats are at it again, attacking our elected officials who refuse to show up to a town hall meeting put on by radical leftists, and no bigger critic surfaced than Tiffany Williams, the communication director for the Montana Dems. But what Tiffany fails to tell everyone is that her husband, a lawyer in Missoula, was charged and convicted of participating in a Montana prostitution ring. But as we all know, in the Democratic Party, the only way to move up is to fail up. So congratulations to Tiffany, her husband, and the Democratic Party. They all deserve each other. And no wonder Tampon Tim was pictured with the both of them. Have a wonderful day, Montana, and God bless.
All right. Thanks, Kat, for the call. Yeah, I'm not tracking that particular story that she referenced there. But what about Tampon Tim Walz? Last week during this, or Thursday during this 8 o'clock hour, John, I just wanted my microphone to work once
so that I could tell you how Tim Walz was going to kick your butt. And not only that, but he was going to walk into the Grindhouse Gym in Billings, Montana, or any of these other MMA gyms here across Montana, and kick all your butts because you're all a bunch of wimps, and he's the tough guy.
That guy, he got branded as such a beta male, low testosterone wimp that he had. You remember when they were still back in the campaign, all the Democrat media was trying to come out and cover for him, saying he was the new masculinity, right? You remember all that? And, oh, he's just a regular guy. He's the new masculinity. We're not these Trump macho men and all that stuff. And here we are, what is it, 5 months after the election, and he's trying to rebrand himself as a tough guy? Dude, just stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
Oh, yeah. And then he was practically in tears when he was on Gavin Newsom's podcast. Tampon Tim, for those of you just joining in, is the governor of Minnesota. He was Kamala Harris's running mate. Remember the guy who fumbled around with a shotgun worse than Elmer Fudd? And yeah, he was all whining on Gavin Newsom's podcast because apparently Fox News showed video footage of him drinking with a straw, and he did not like that. He got very offended by that. So, oh man,
did his mouth stay in one place or?
Oh man,
did you hear? They actually conclusively proved the other day via Grok that it was cat turd. The big right-wing guy on X, that he's the one that invented that name of Tampon Tim.
Really?
Yep.
You know, you never know, because it's like I've had those moments where I think I have, like, this really cool idea, and then I go to, like, send it on X or somewhere else, and then I'm like, oh, it looks like 15 people were thinking the exact same thing I was just thinking. Yeah, so, but yeah, cat turd. Some people are like, what did I just hear? Cat turd. That's the guy's actual name on social media. Yeah. On X or Twitter before that, and it's a funny picture of a cat, and his name is Cat Turd, and he's one of the most informational accounts on social media. Back to these fake phony town hall meetings, that's what they're calling them. These are Democrat never Trumper campaign rallies is what they are. Trump derangement syndrome seminars. Speaking of Grok, which is the AI platform on X, I said, hey, tell me about the Indivisible group that is hosting anti-Trump town halls in Montana. Who is paying the group? And it's like the who's who guide of these radical left-wing nut jobs. George Soros and his Open Society Foundations, the New York Times. See, that's the thing. These liberal TV stations that are like, you know, slobbering over these Trump derangement syndrome seminars with their Democrat Party love fest. Like, the New York Times already did your work for you. All you simply, you can still go cover your little Democrat campaign rally and pretend that it's a town hall, but at least pretend to do some reporting. At least pretend to say who this group is and what they're doing and what their goal really is. The New York Times reported that not only do you have the George Soros connection, but you've got a tech entrepreneur, Reid Hoffman, San Francisco billionaire, Herbert Sandler, New York heiress, Patricia Bowman, all of these wealthy left-wing wackos, the Tides Foundation, which was getting our taxpayer dollars, by the way, through a whole bunch of USAID scams. That's what is funding these indivisible groups all across the country, which these ones are, basically a part of.
And I guarantee you, if you really dig down in deep of it, all of those guys are being funded by our NGO money. It's money that Biden already put out there into the pipeline. It's already out there in the bank accounts. Like, say, if you are the U.S. attorney, say, here in Billings, the U.S. attorney from Montana, I'd be directing investigators in meetings already. Find me a way to freeze these accounts. Find the accounts. Find me a way to freeze that money right now.
Now, that might be a challenge because who was also in attendance at these fake phony town hall meetings? The never Trumper, Mark Roscoe, who's got a kid working for the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Montana. So is the kid of former Democrat Senator Max Baucus, who sold us out to the Communist Chinese.
You know, I think you just made a very, very good point right there. And those sound like two guys maybe that need to get assigned to reservation cases or misdemeanor cases like tomorrow. Also, these are two guys that cannot be in your general meetings, in your strategy meetings, have access to anything that you're up to. Misdemeanor cases, white collar, res cases.
Well, and I don't know. I mean, his kids may be fine folks and maybe doing a fine job at the U.S. Attorney's Office, but I just think, you know, when you look at why is nobody asking Mark Roscoe who's funding him? This guy got paid a boatload of money to be the Enron lobbyist. This guy got paid a boatload to lobby for the insurance industry. He got paid a boatload to help out Warren Buffett with his railroad. Like, who is paying that guy? Because that guy has been greasing his own palms ever since he left the governor's mansion in the 90s. And meanwhile, look at what's happened to Montana's timber industry and mining and so much of our industrial base.
I wanted to make one comment, too, about all this stuff. Right now, yeah, I'm sure you know what it is, and I'm not going to talk about it, you know, and hopefully you don't on your show. They've invented a whole new, in the last 24 hours, some new scandal out of D.C. that they're all hyped up on. And that's what we as conservatives have to learn, okay? Like, think to yourself, Aaron, when Alex Jones comes out with a new expose, when O'Keefe comes out with a new undercover video that shows these Biden people, these crooks actually confessing to their crimes, do you hear about it anywhere in the mainstream media? No, they ignore it. But our side, when their side trumps up one of these scandals, we jump on that like ravenous dogs and give it oxygen all over the news media. Everybody needs to stop. Start ignoring these people. Don't give them any oxygen.
Yeah, here's the thing. So the latest story where they think they've got a gotcha moment for the Trump administration involves a reporter for The Atlantic. And let's see, I've got it. Oh, yeah, Jeff Goldberg. That guy ran with the Russia hoax and so much more. He has zero credibility whatsoever. So why do we care what that guy thinks or says? He has zero credibility. But yeah, you're right. But so many people feel the need to rush to talk about something that they don't even know anything about yet, right? And you know, some of the same people who had no problems with the Biden regime leaving $85 billion in Afghanistan are somehow now concerned about a successful attack on the Houthis in Yemen. Give me a break. It's this week's oh for Pete's sake moment, that's for sure.
Did you see Hakeem Jeffries here about a week ago when he was getting questioned about Schumer and all those other things? You see what he did? Every time a question came out, he's like, next question.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what you do. Just ignore, refuse to answer, refuse to give it any oxygen.
So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in Montana yesterday afternoon. I was really hoping one of the liberal reporters would pick a fight with him.
Ooh, that was bad.
They're like, you know what? We're just going to let him say what he wants to say and then fly out of here because we do not want to pick a fight with this guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good at punching back.
Oh, I was waiting for it. But it was still a good press conference, so we'll talk about that more. Quick break.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right, let's sneak in some phone calls here. 406-294-0970. First up, I was going to try to sneak him on right before the last break, but the time is just flying by. We've got the mighty Human Z calling in. Of course, he does a Rumble podcast behind enemy lines with John Jackson here. Z, great to hear from you. What's going on?
Good morning and Great Lakes. Oh, gosh. There's my phone. I keep getting these texts. I don't know what the heck here. It's I don't even have my glasses on. I can't read this. It says Jeffrey Goldberg telling him to drink bleach from Pete Hegseth. Have you heard about that? Is that a spam risk? Thank you. Thank you very much.
All righty. Yeah, that was obviously a funny joke there tied in with. So the story behind the liberal media freak out of the day here is that Trump administration officials were communicating via an encrypted platform, Signal. I have Signal on my phone, so I'll chat with folks on that sometime. And the media is saying they were discussing war plans. They were discussing war plans on this platform. I've got a great soundbite from Pete Hegseth that I could play right now. But Pete Hegseth is like, we weren't discussing war plans. This is just absurd. But again, this is the liberal media freak out of the week here, the freak out of the day. They're so desperate to try to get some sort of a narrative here because everything they've tried to throw at Trump is only making him more popular.
Yeah, and like we said before, next question. No, I'm sorry, what? Nope, didn't happen. Nope, that's not what happened. Next question, sorry. You know, just completely ignore it. Like I said, you know, you see James O'Keefe in his undercover videos come out with these Biden people confessing to their illegal schemes and their crimes, and it's not one mention of it anywhere. But for some reason, our guys feel compelled to jump all over this. It's the same reason why, like we were talking earlier about, our guys go all over the Sunday shows and CNN. They're everywhere. Eric, do you ever see anybody on the left come over and go on Laura Ingraham or Hannity or Jesse or talk radio? No, they totally black us out. But for some reason, our side is just it's like the pretty girl that no matter how much she ignores us, we're just gonna chase her down the street and throw flowers at her. It's like, what is the matter with you guys? Stop.
You know? She's not that into. Yeah. You knock it off. That's hilarious. Let me see if I can play this. Hegseth. Yeah, I was pulling up some different technology on my computer here, and so yeah, I can't play my audio clips in the meantime here, but that's all right. That's all right. We got John Jackson here for reaction and more. 406-294-0970. Frank in Evergreen wants to say something about Tampon Tim Walz, the Democrat governor who the Montana Democrats had as their keynote speaker for their banquet recently. What's going on, Frank?
Well, I think it's kind of a coincidence, maybe, but there's a Chinese cigarette called the Cheng Hua. It's very popular amongst the Communist Party leaders. It's got a picture of the Tiananmen Square on it, but the filter on it is about 2 inches long. It looks like a tampon. I suppose, you know, that maybe that's one of his favorite brands.
Maybe he picked that up while he was, you know, honeymooning in Beijing or something. All those fun. How many trips did he do to China? He did, like, what, 28 trips to China? I never did get an answer to the question of whether or not he still maintained a security clearance when he was dodging deployments with the military.
And, gosh, he, out of his own mouth, said he got so many gifts and was lavished with so many gifts by the Chinese, he could not keep up with them and he could not bring them back to the United States. Huh. Aaron, do you think every teacher that goes over there gets lavished with all these gifts and gets a red carpet rolled out for them? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Back to this whole topic of these fake phony town hall meetings, the Democrat campaign rallies that the liberal media was drooling over here. The nonstop local TV stations, at least they shared responses from our congressional delegation showing how stupid these fake phony town halls actually were. Senator Tim Sheehy said this: "Here is my response to media asking if I will attend Democrat dark money group Invisibles left-wing rallies. No, I will not legitimize a radical group that wants to defund the police and abolish ICE." Really, in that one sentence, there you go. Why would you give legitimacy to some group that wants to defund the police and defund and abolish ICE?
That's a perfect answer. And like you've seen me on X, what I'll come back to all these people all the time is that line from the movie Seven, where Brad Pitt looks in the back seat at this serial killer and he says, "When someone is insane, as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane?" these people are nuts.
Yeah. And Senator Steve Daines also added this: "To be clear, Invisible is a far-left organization funded by the radical wing of the Democrat Party. They do not unilaterally control the senator's schedule. And just as the members of this organization were told when they called the senator's office, he will not be able to attend due to previously scheduled events. On top of that, for the past 10 weeks, Daines has been in Washington, D.C., voting to move forward with the mandate from Montanans to carry out President Trump's America First agenda." That's the other thing, the gall of these liberal TV stations and these Democrat Party activists to come out here and poke the rest of us in the chest. to make it, they want us to think that they won the election in November, that they get to call the shots, that they get to decide what happens, that they get to push us all around and boss us around and continue to rip us off with our taxpayer dollars to fund their left-wing groups. And it's like, no, that's not what happened. That ain't happening.
Well, see, what this is all about right here is approval numbers. President Trump is so high right now up in his approval ratings, and the Democrats are so low. See, they know as long as Trump has got those high approval ratings, he can get anything done he wants, and he can bully and muscle around all these rhinos in the Senate and the House and make them do what he wants, too. But see, if you got him down, say, below 50, 45, then they could start, these rhinos could not be pushed around as much. See, it's all about those approval numbers.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, John Jackson's going to stick with us. We'll take more of your phone calls as well, but I want to play some highlights of the press conference with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, so we'll get to that and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Jolene in Gallatin County. Jolene, what's on your mind? Oh, Jolene is not there. All right. Let's see. John, what's another topic you got scribbled down on your list there?
Second best news to the Bondi response to the judge. Second best news in the last 24 hours is Trump has now pulled the Secret Service protection from Alejandro Mayorkas, one of the worst villains of the entire 4 years of the Biden regime, maybe second only to possibly Anthony Fauci, and a guy that needs to, if you could pick 5 people or 10 people out of the Biden regime that must be prosecuted and put in jail, Mayorkas is one of them.
Yeah. Let's see. You probably saw some of the headlines that I shared on our Montana Talks website over the last 48 hours plus here as well. Border Patrol continuing to rock and roll with more arrests. The Whitefish Station arresting another illegal alien who was wanted in Bozeman, Montana. There's that story. And then there was a Trende Aragua-related arrest by the Border Patrol in the Havre, Montana sector as well. John, this one out of Whitefish, though. Okay, so criminal illegal alien, already had a rap sheet of other crimes, had previously been deported from this country, got picked up last September, I believe, in Bozeman, Montana for a DUI. Why is this guy, why did the guy have to get rearrested again? And why was he wanted on contempt of court charges in Bozeman, Montana?
And see, what you got to know, too, is for 4 years of Biden and 8 years of Obama, you could not get these guys actually deported. Now, if they voluntarily took off, but decided to voluntarily remove themselves to their home country, great. But you could not get them. You could not get this done. So now, you know, Trump came in January 20th, or was that just a couple of months ago now? And so we're dealing with all the remnants of that giant dumpster of trash that he dumped on this entire country. Now we're like garbage workers trying to go around and pick all this stuff up.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's what I found, because I had the question. I saw a Facebook post from the Whitefish station of the, you know, Whitefish sector for the Border Patrol and or the Spokane sector, Whitefish station. And they talk about how, yeah, they arrested Juan Angel Carranza Guzman, an illegal alien, an aggravated felon from Mexico who has a significant criminal history in the U.S., and they arrested him, and they also noted that he was held on contempt of court charges in Bozeman. So I reached out to the Gallatin County attorney. Yeah, he was picked up for a DUI back in September. And basically, what it sounds like the story is here after all the digging I did is the Biden regime said, yep, put him right back out on the streets. And now Trump's going to deport him.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Pam Bondi weighed in, and she has now cautioned Jasmine Crockett to tread very carefully with her plans to take down Tesla boss Elon Musk because he's daring to identify waste, fraud, and abuse. And by the way, every liberal that's saying they're cutting this, no, they're not. They're just flat out lying. All the CR did was refund the government at current levels. That's all it did. And if they tell you otherwise, they're just flat out lying. Elon Musk, by the way, is now threatened to sue former Democrat Jamal Bowman after the ex-squad member called him a Nazi and a thief on fake news CNN. He said, I've had enough. Lawsuit inbound. Good for him.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every single month if you switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. Now, that's right, Pure Talk, my sponsor, is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network, and the average family of four saving over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And with Pure Talk, you have U.S. customer service representatives. They'll make the switch simple, fast, and free and easy. To do it, dial #250, say the keyword save now to make the switch. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving today. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck will break down the absolute latest on everything surrounding the drama Trump world in both the ceasefire situation in Israel, also what's going on with Ukraine, and the latest on all of the judges trying to stop Trump. All that and more Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A very interesting story on our Montana Talks website right now. Scientists have now determined that Yellowstone bison no longer live in separate herds. Check it out.
Montana Talks with Aaron Brent.
This is where Montana talks.
So we're testing out some new equipment here. Hopefully the listeners are hearing us right now. John, we'll just pretend that we're going out live, even if we aren't. But I'm assuming we should be working. So we set up my remote broadcast equipment in another studio right now, just so we could test our equipment before I hit the road for Great Falls here today. So, hey, our listeners out there, if you're hearing us over the radio airwaves, let us know. Yeah, I'm picking you up on the radio, or if you're picking us up on the Montana Talks app, send us a message that you're picking us up on the Montana Talks app. John, I asked Grok, and you know, you can't rely on these AI sources for all of your information, for all of your material, but the good thing about Grok is they show you the research. It'll show you links to other news articles or to posts on X. So these left-wing groups, this indivisible group, apparently the National Indivisible Movement began with the release of the Indivisible Guide in December 2016, and it was basically authored by these former Democratic congressional staffers who wanted to basically create a left-wing version of what was the Tea Party back during the Obama era. They're basically creating this fake AstroTurf movement, but they're trying to make it look grassroots, like what the Tea Party actually was.
Ignore. It's like we talked about in the previous segment. Ignore. And that was a great answer by Tim Sheehy back to them, and I heard Daines' answer as well. I would be more tempted to, if I was any kind of Republican politician in the state, is my answer would be Ricardo Montalban from The Wrath of Khan. And he said, let them eat static. I mean, don't give them an answer back. Don't call them back. Nothing. Act as if they don't even exist.
Yeah. All right. I just got a message from one of our listeners in Frenchtown, Montana. She says the app is working, so that's good. What are your ex-friends telling you? Any feedback thus far?
I already got the Lima Charlie.
Lima Charlie. Okay, that's good. So we're going out good over the internet at least, and then hopefully it's going out great over the radio airwaves here as well, I'm assuming so. Yeah, because the issue I had last week was the audio was working fine, and the moment we tried to broadcast it, it would come in garbled for some reason. Okay, so this is good. So then we can we know that our remote gear is going to be ready to rock and roll for our show live from Great Falls tomorrow for the MACRS convention, the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors. I got Sheriff Slaughter joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. I should be doing a phone call chat with Senator Steve Daines here as well. In fact, let me test that as well. I'm going to play a Pam Bondi clip here. You guys, I think this is the one John was referring to here. Let me see if it'll play for you. And app listeners, others, let me know if you can hear this.
Cannot control making America safe again, making America great again, and making America prosperous again. And Donald Trump is going to continue that regardless of their horrible rulings.
What about this Obama-appointed judge on the U.S. Circuit judge basically saying Nazis get better treatment under the Alien Enemies Act? Why would Democrats be fighting on behalf of gang members from Trinidad and Aragua to stay in the country?
Yeah, she was part of the three-judge panel today. It was a Bush judge, a Trump judge, and, of course, the Obama judge is the one who made those statements today. I think the question should be, of course, how fast can we get terrorists out of our country?
Right. Yeah. Great soundbite there from Attorney General Pam Bondi. That's the thing. They're acting like this is just routine traffic here. This is not routine. The reason they're using a rarely used law is because we had a rare invasion of our country over the last 4 years.
And we kicked this around on our spaces the other night. What President Trump can and should do right away is just invoke national security. Issue a national security finding, top secret, that from now on, these individuals will be rounded up and immediately removed from the territory of the United States. It will be an outright secret operation, and you direct DOD and U.S. law enforcement to do it, and nobody has any say over that at all. They're out of here. No judicial review at all. They're gone.
All right, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here, get to your national news, and then John Jackson will stick with us for the 9 o'clock hour coming up.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Mobility is a driving force in the economy as old as America. Moving for better land, more political freedom, or seeking fortune was embedded deeply into our DNA from the beginning of the country. But mobility today is different because of technology and because of differences in policies of different states. A new study that examined the extensive data available on where people work and where they live has made some interesting findings. Compared to 2019, workers are living further away from their workplaces, an average 26 miles away compared to 15 miles before the pandemic. A significant fraction of those hired after March 2020 commuted more than 50 miles, and the higher the pay, the longer the commute, particularly in finance, information, and professional services jobs. The study also found that many workers who stayed with the same employer relocated to different states, which tend to be states with lower top tax rates and cheaper housing. Those relocations are more prevalent for higher earners. I'm Patrick Parkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.